Carlos Damey. It is Sunday, April the 6th. I did a test of my microphone and my camera before I started, and I said it was March the 6th, because that's just how I roll. So I missed Friday's episode, but I am here to make up for it now. Also, while I'm going live here for today's podcast, I'm also live on TikTok. So we'll see how many people tune in. Oh gosh. Anywho, how's everybody doing? I hope everybody is doing great. I hope everybody had a great week that just passed. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. If you're from the Midwest, we had quite the weather. We had spring, summer, and then winter tried to, you know, pop back through the door, and we're like, no. We already said goodbye to you. Get to stepping. But it's the Midwest. You never know. We do all seasons, sometimes in one day, sometimes in 1 week, sometimes in 1 hour. You never know. It's the joys. I will say, I'll take the tornadoes and the rain and the snow and everything else in between over hurricanes, fires, earthquakes. I will take my little Midwest mentality and weather that can't pick a lane any day. So, recap of the week. So I work Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I'm off on Tuesdays. Probably would have been a lot easier to just say I don't work on Tuesdays, but when have I ever made anything easy on myself? Anywho, I was like, you know what, I've been having some issues with my back, so I decided to use a gift card that I had gotten last year for my birthday. It was for a day at the spa. And I'm like, you know what, treat yourself, I deserve this. So I went online, made an appointment, and scheduled myself for 2 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, because I had a previous engagement Tuesday morning. Excuse me. Tuesday morning, I was going to be working with someone I met through my podcast to put some music to an original song that I had written. It's actually something that I something I read here on the podcast that was the lyrics. I just didn't have, you know, the tune to it yet. So this person is very gifted musically, and I was like, hey, you know what, would you mind helping me with the melody to this, like putting the music to it? And he was like, yeah, hey, that'd be really cool, like I'd love to collab together. So I'm like, all right, awesome, let's do this. So I'm like, you know what, I've got plenty of time. This drive is about 35, maybe 40 minutes from where the spa is at. And I can do this, like 10 a.m., 2 p.m., plenty of time in between, until I had forgotten that my daughter had a dentist appointment at 12 o'clock. Now, I know you're thinking, 10 a.m., 12 p.m., 2 p.m., still lots of time in between, except for the 35 to 40 minute drive. That's where I got myself in trouble. So I get to this person's house, and I'm like, okay, I need to go in and tell him, hey, I'm so sorry, I forgot, I overbooked myself. I'm going to have to leave a little bit earlier than I had anticipated, but it'll be fine, like, pretty cool dude, like, no problem. So I get out of my car, and I walk up to the house, and I ring the doorbell, and it just keeps ringing, and ringing, and ringing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, did he forget, like, where is this? Where is he? So the doorbell goes, I'm sorry, we can't come to the phone right now. And I'm like, oh snap, I just drove up here and I got ghosted. Then a woman comes on and she's like, can I help you? And I'm like, oh, why, I'm here to meet, and I say this person's name. And she's like, and then it dawned on me to check the address. I was supposed to be at 310, not 300, where I was at. I look over and he's standing on his front porch just with this huge grin on his face, clearly enjoying my discomfort at showing up to the wrong house. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty funny. I apologize to the Ring camera because I know the lady's probably still watching me. And I'm like, I am so sorry, I am at the wrong house. I hope you have a good day. And then I just walked away. As I'm walking over, dude just starts cracking up laughing. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm just going to be really honest. This is what it's going to be like working with me. I am like this in real life. I am like this on the podcast. I'm just a little bit of a goober. And he's like, you know what? It's totally okay. It's all fine. So I go inside and we start going over the lyrics. And I had sent him just an audio clip of me singing what I wanted the melody to sound like, and dude blew my mind. Excuse me. He just picked up that guitar, and he picked up his guitar, and just bam, just like that, had the melody and was just like rocking it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so jealous. I wish I had taken the time to learn how to play an instrument, which I guess there is still time. There's no time like the present. But it was really good. It turned out pretty dang good, if I do say so myself. I think I have a clip saved here somewhere. Hang on, let me see. Ooh, that's really bright in my face. If you're listening to the podcast, this was recorded live yesterday. If you want to watch the video, it's over on YouTube, Ridiculous Ramblings. If you're there, like and subscribe, please. I would be ever so appreciative. Anna, hello. Thank you for all of the likes. Much appreciated. Let me see if I can find that clip. I should have saved it. I don't know. Can you hear it? I don't know if anyone heard that through the computer or not. If you didn't, then it's just my face on the screen, just kind of swaying side to side. I will have to probably play that at the end because, yeah, I'm not technologically inclined. I'm not tech savvy, I guess is what you would say. Thank you. I appreciate that. Look at you rocking it out to 1,000 likes. Oh my gosh. You love me. You really do. Oh my goodness. Oh, so we were working on the song and I was like, hey, I gotta go. And he's like, yeah, it's totally cool. You know, we'll work out another time together and everything. So I'm like, yeah, that's fine. So I hop in the car and I'm like, all right, let's do this. Hitting the bypass, freeway, whatever you want to call it. And threw some music on and was like, I got this. Like, I got plenty of time. I'm not gonna be late. It's gonna be cool. And then only to realize I did not have my gift certificate with me for the spa. Wah, wah, wah. No problem. I can quickly stop at home because it's on the way to the school and I can pick up my gift card and we will be fine. Until I get to the school and they're like, oh, she's at recess. So, oh my goodness, excuse me. You may want to have a seat. It's going to be a few minutes. I'm like, well, I called like before 11. sorry. Had a little little frog in my throat. Sorry for everyone on TikTok. I did not get to mute that. Oh my goodness. Another bad thing about living in the Midwest, when you do all the seasons and all the day, it really messes with your allergies. It's absolutely horrible. Anywho, so I get to the school. It is probably like 11:45. 15 minutes seems like enough time, but not really when you have to, you know, drive 20 minutes to where the dentist's office is at. Probably another 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. Sorry, I'm replying to TikTok. So I call, I finally get Nora. We get out to the car and I'm like, hey, I need to call the dentist's office and let them know that we are running late. I call the lady, was like, oh yeah, I can go back there and check. Let me put you on hold real quick, to which she accidentally hung up on me. No problem, just call back, go through all of the prompts again to get to the person. And she's like, oh, she's actually back there, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, you know, no big deal, it happens. And so she comes back and she's like, yeah, the doctor said that's fine, you know, we'll still be able to see her when we get here. Cool. We get there, and that's one thing, like, I may be behind on some things or late for certain things, but work and doctor's appointments, I try to never be late. Like, I try to always be on time or a little bit early for those. So I'm like, okay, cool. We get to the dentist's office. We were only probably about 5 minutes late, and we get in there and the lady's like, yeah, it's probably gonna take about, you know, 45 minutes to do everything. And I'm like, okay, cool. That still gives me plenty of time for her dad to get here to pick her up, and then for me to go from here to the spa. And we ended up actually getting done early, which was pretty nice. It only ended up taking them like 15 minutes. It's probably about 20 minutes. She gets her smile all, you know, gorgeous and everything. And I'm like, all right, I got plenty of time. I can, you know, your dad can come get you. I can go grab a snack and go get this massage done. So we do the meet and greet, you know, baby goes with daddy, and I go grab something to eat real quick. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I going to eat that's not going to make my stomach feel absolutely terrible? Because I am a tummy trouble gal. It does not matter if it is a piece of toast. It does not matter if it's the greasiest cheeseburger in the world. It is going to make my stomach feel absolutely horrific. So, yay, stomach problems. So I grab my little snacky snack and I drive over. And where I'm driving to is a very fancy side of town. It's where all the doctors and the lawyers and everything live, and it's a gorgeous place. And this is where the day spa is. So I pull up, and like, the building is beautiful, of course. So I walk inside and I dress nice. I wore a nice pair of jeans, I had on a tank top, and then a really cute sweater over that, and then a cute necklace, and all that. And I walk in, and all of the staff there are dressed in black suit jackets, black slacks, and black shirts. Very professional looking. Their hair is slicked back. They have full face makeup on. And the way that they talk, I wish I could tell you I was kidding about this, but it was 110% the absolute honest to God's truth. When they were talking, they were like, hi, welcome to Woodhouse Spa. Do you have an appointment today? Yeah, I do. And it's at 2:00, and they're like, oh, what's your name? So I tell them my name, and then I begin to wonder, am I going to look like this when I come out? Is my voice going to be like this? Is my face not going to be able to move? I mean, low-key, there would be no wrinkles. I'm not mad about that. But at the same time, I like my little face the way it is. So they're like, okay, if you'd like to stand over there for just a moment, someone will be with you. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I go over there and I just start, like, sniffing everything. Because there's lotions and there's face stuff and there's candles and et cetera, et cetera. And then this big wooden door slides open and they're like, Amy? I'm like, that's me. So I follow this lady back there and she's like, here, come through this door. This is the women's locker room. And I'm like, liar, liar. That's where you're going to turn me into one of the Stepford wives. I walk in there and I'm like, I'm thinking locker room, like gym locker room, like it's, you know, a locker room's a locker room, right? And boy, was I mistaken. It was like I stepped into a mansion in someone's private closet. This thing was huge. It did have lockers in there, but they were like mahogany wood lockers. There was a huge, like, double sink with a huge vanity and everything. And they had everything that you could possibly want. She's like, if you'd like to take a shower after you're done, we have everything that you need. There's things for your hair. There's shampoo. There's towels. There's moisturizer. Like, she's just naming off all this stuff. And I'm like, did y'all, like, y'all got clean panties out there? Because, I wasn't expecting to take a shower. So she shows me, and this really, it was actually really cute, the lockers they had open, and there was a little black chalkboard sign, and they had written your name up above it for you, you know, to obviously know that's your stuff. But they were like, what size robe would you like? We have blah, 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 blah. We have a 2X. We have a 4X. It's very clear to see. I am not a small. I am not a large. I'm like, you know what? I'll take a 2X. That way there's extra space and I'm comfortable. I thought the 4 would be too big. Boy, was I wrong again. Mama was wrong again. So I put this robe on. I put on my little plastic shoes that they gave me because I was getting a pedicure too. I had a pedicure and I had a massage. And I come out and she's standing there and she's like, would you like something to drink while you wait? We have tea. We have water. We have coffee. We have complimentary champagne and complimentary mimosas. I'm like, complimentary champagne? Say less. I would love a glass of champagne, please. So she goes and she's like, I'll be out here with your champagne waiting for you. I'm like, yeah, probably with a rag with some chloroform on it too. No, I'm just kidding. Very lovely people. Absolutely. The staff was phenomenal. The facility was gorgeous. It's probably like a Pinterest or Instagram, you know, vision board for you. So she hands me my champagne and she's like, if you'd like to go sit in the quiet room until your massage or until your pedicurist is ready. I'm thinking the quiet room. Oh my God. No, I was just kidding before. I'm sorry. I take it all back. I take everything I said back. It was gorgeous, y'all. It was gorgeous. It had all these fancy chairs sitting around and there was a fireplace and they had snacks. Granted, they were just, you know, like healthy snacks, but they were still snacks. So I grabbed my champagne and I went and I sat over by the fireplace and I was just, you know, doing what everybody does. I was on my phone and she comes back in and she asked me if I would like one of those little weighted, like, neck pillows, like a heated one. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine. Like, that sounds really nice. I'd really enjoy that. So she gives me my pillow and I'm sitting there and sipping my little champagne. And probably about like 5-10 minutes later, then the lady that's going to do my pedicure comes in and she was like, Amy. And I'm like, no, that's me. So I told you guys this place was fancy, right? So, I'm not a fancy girl. You can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the girl. I had halfway finished my champagne at this point. And I said, where do y'all put your glasses when you're done? I felt like every eye in that spot immediately turned to me like, I'm sorry, what was that? And I'm like, oh God, they know I don't belong now. I just say y'all. So she said, oh, you can take that with you. Someone will get it when you're finished. I'm like, okay, cool. So we go in there and the lady's like, oh, would you like to pick out your nail polish color? She's like, we've got some really lovely colors. We've got some springy colors. We have some that have glitter. And we have, you know, she's going through all these colors. And I just walk right over and I grab the black nail polish. And I'm like, here you go. She's like, oh, you don't want to take a minute to look at the other colors? I'm like, no, we're good. To which I was telling this story to my kids. And my son goes, did you tell her I want black just like my soul? I said, you know what? It's sad that I say that so much. That you knew that's what I was thinking in my little brain. So I get my polish and she has me sit down in the chair and the water feels fantastic. And I turn on the little massage chair and I'm just sitting there and just chilling and relaxing. And this is where I had mentioned the size of the robe really comes into play now. I really wish I would have went for the 4X because I was wearing the 2X and I got a little too relaxed. And I did not realize that there were things that should not be hanging out. I unintentionally flashed my pedicurist. I was so embarrassed. I'm like, you know what? It's bad enough I just said y'all and my feet look like country feet. If you don't know what that is, Google it. Thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show. You may want to be careful. Turn your safe search on if you are going to Google anything about feet. You have been forewarned. I'm just like, oh, hello. I'm straightening myself back up and everything. And I got so relaxed after I put myself back together in my Janet Jackson, you know, nip slip at the spa. Got myself covered back up. Excuse me. That when she started like rubbing my feet and my legs, I fell asleep. I fell asleep hardcore. I fell asleep so hard that I started snoring. And when I woke up, because she tapped me on the leg to let me know that we were done, it was time to, you know, basically get the heck out of here. The robe situation had not gotten any better. Here we are again. And I'm like, gosh, dang it. It's like, this is not that kind of spa. So I get myself tucked back all together. And she's like, they're not quite ready for you yet for your massage. So if you want to go back in the quiet room, someone will be with you. And I'm like, okay, I'll go back to the quiet room. So I go back in there and I may or may not have had a second glass of champagne. And I'm just, you know, just all relaxed and everything. My toes look all cute. They're painted all black. And that polish is not going to last very long because I cannot leave fingernail polish alone for the life of me. So I'm just sitting there and just chilling, just relaxing. And then the lady was like, oh, I'm looking for Amy. It's time for your massage. And I'm like, heck yeah, let's do this. We get back there and she's like, you know, it's up to you how comfortable you feel modest-wise. If you want to leave everything on or if you would like to remove your undergarments. And I'm like, well, ask the lady that just did my pedicure. Clearly, I am not wearing a bra, but I do still have my underpants. And they shall stay on, ma'am. So she tells me, you know, hang up your robe, take your little fancy shoes and stuff off, and just lay down on your belly, you know, and pull the covers up. I'm like, go ahead, I'm going to do this. I get in there, and when I get a massage, I know I'm a girl, but I don't like frou-frou massages. If you are going to put your hands on my body and massage me, give me all you got. get in there. Like, work it, work it. I do not need the princess treatment. Not by any means whatsoever. So she goes, oh, she's like, you booked the sports massage, the deep tissue massage. I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah, I know. That was not a mistake. I clearly knew what I wanted. So she said, oh, that's, usually it's just a light massage that most people order. And I'm like, no, ma'am, no. So I get, you know, all situated and everything. She comes in and, oh my gosh, when she put her elbow, like, into my shoulder and started working it, it was like a chorus of angels just started. It was absolutely fantastic. I am not ashamed to say I may have moaned just a little bit, but it was not an inappropriate one. It was just that, like, like that deep breath, like relaxation kind of, you know, kind of moan. And I had an hour-long massage, and we were kind of a little chit-chatty, like, while she was doing it. Not too much. I mean, I was naked. What's to talk to a naked person? Well, wait. I think there's a whole industry that's built on that. Anyways. So, she, you know, starts massaging, and then I remember we were talking a little bit, and the next thing that I remember was she must have been going down to my low back. And I woke up not really aware of where I was at. I was so relaxed that she went to put her hand, like, towards my bottom on my hip, and I swatted this lady's hands away from me. I'm like, oh my God. That's all I need, is to not be able to come back here, because, you know, I struck the massage, you know, therapist. So she was like, oh, it's okay. Like, just kind of, like, patted me a little bit. I'm like, okay, cool. Right back to sleep for the rest of the massage. And she woke me up, had me roll over on my back. And she's like, you know, I'm going to do, like, your shoulders and everything, you know, now. And that was the last thing that I remembered. I woke up and she's, you know, like, tapping me. And she's like, you know, you can go ahead and get dressed now. We're all finished. I'll meet you out here in the hallway and I'll take you back to the quiet room. I'm like, okay, cool. I remember nothing after that, because I fell right back to sleep. And I woke myself up because I was snoring and may have started talking in my sleep too. Which led me to the thought of, oh God, what did I say and or do in my sleep? You know the stories that they could probably tell from people that fell asleep during massages? Like, I would love to be a fly on that wall, because, you know, there's probably been some good tea that's been spilled in those rooms. And I wouldn't mind helping, you know, clean that situation up. Get the good gossip. So, had my fancy massage. Then it was time to get back to reality. And it was a good week, though. I felt, and it's weird because, like, it helped my back immensely. But it was, I was actually sore the next day, which is not uncommon for when you have, like, a deep tissue, like a sports massage, to be sore the next day. I tried to push as much fluids as I could to help combat that lactic acid release. But, I mean, it was a different kind of sore, though. It was like a therapeutic, like, healing kind of sore. Like, good things happened. I actually was able to get up out of bed the next day without having searing pain from my hips all the way down into my feet, which was really nice to, you know, wake up pain-free at least for one day. So, definitely, you know, if you're able to, or if you love someone that is in pain or just needs a day of pampering, get them a massage. It doesn't have to be from a fancy place. Like, it can be, like, from Massage Envy or something like that. Excuse me, doesn't have to be a day spa, nothing like that. definitely do that. Treat yourself. Treat yourself. Because you know what? You deserve it. When your body doesn't feel good, your mind doesn't feel good. And when your mind doesn't feel good, your body doesn't feel good. And what do all of those things, you know, what they go hand in hand. If one is not healthy, then the other one is not going to be healthy. So take that time. Like, it doesn't even have to be a massage. It could be just a pedicure. It could be a manicure. Hell, it could be just getting a Diet Coke from McDonald's and sitting in your car and listening to some music. Just take time for yourself. Like, I know that sounds crazy. I just said get a Diet Coke from McDonald's and pamper yourself. But that's what I like to do. When I'm stressed out and I need just some time away, ain't nothing better than going and getting you a Diet Coke from McDonald's and just sitting in your car and, like, just chilling, just vibing. Like, I'm here for it. whatever makes you happy, do that. Like, take 10 or 15 minutes out of the day and, you know, just relax. Just take that time. It makes all the difference in the world. To not just you, but to the people around you. Because when your mood is down, it's going to affect you mentally. It's going to affect you physically. It's going to affect you in your professional relationships. It's going to affect you in your personal relationships. Take that little bit of time for yourself. I am telling you what to do. I'm being bossy. I'm going to be your mama today. And I'm going to tell you, you know what? Take 10 or 15 minutes. And just relax. I got this. Sorry, kind of went off on a tangent there for that for just a second, but it really is important. Like, I've been having a lot of stress here lately, and I have not been taking that time, and I didn't realize how much I really needed it until Tuesday. And I was like, holy cannoli, I really did need that. Like, I needed that time to just decompress and just chill and relax. Bye, Anna. Love you. Have a good night. I've rejoined the workforce. I was laid off for a little bit. And I kind of got into a routine of being home and trying to restart that, you know, over again. It's a big adjustment, and it's in a very, it's a very demanding field. It's in sales and it's in auto sales. So, like, you've got to be, like, on top of it at all time. Like, that personality is part of your paycheck. And sometimes it's a struggle. Like, I didn't realize how far off base I was there for a little bit. And no one around me would have known it. Very few people knew that I was, you know, I was not all right. And it's okay not to be okay. But it's not okay to suffer in silence. And I've got, you know, the career going on. I'm working on music a lot. I'm going to plug my music here for a second. If you would like to contribute, I do have a small 3-song CD available on Bandcamp if you would like to check it out. It is under Ridiculous, and the album is just called 40. there's three songs on it right now, but there will be a total of 5 here pretty soon. So keep looking out for it. You don't have to get it now. You want to get it later when there's all 5 CD, like 5 songs on there? That's fine too. I'm not a picky girl. But I'm doing this because I really do want to put myself out there musically. I've always had a passion for music. I've been singing since I was 5 years old. And it's something that I had lost connection with for a while. And when I, for those of you who don't know, my name is Amy. I am almost 40 years old. I am divorced. I have 3 kids. And I lost lost my way a little bit during that time. And it was through music that I found my way back. And I don't want to lose that passion. I don't want to lose that momentum. So I don't play any instruments, but I have learned how to make tracks online. So I have made my own tracks for these songs. There is one song that is available on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. It's also available on Bandcamp. It's called Behind Blue Eyes. It is a kind of country, folky-ish kind of beat, but it is my own original lyrics. I've always enjoyed writing too. I wrote poetry way before which I guess poetry and song lyrics are kind of along the same line together. But it's very personal to me. If you know me, it'll all make sense. Even if you don't know me, it'll make sense. I think it's something that you definitely would be able to relate to. If you want to check it out, that would be awesome. You don't have to buy anything. If you just want to like it, you want to share it, even if you don't listen to it, just hit like and share. Please, someone love me. But I've been working on original music. I have high hopes that someone may want to collaborate with me. I've got some TikToks up here. If you've never heard me sing before, you can check those out. If you want to. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do, but I kind of am. So I say all of this rambling to get to this. I have been working very diligently, very hard, and an opportunity has presented itself for me to go and compete in July in Orlando, Florida. This is not just it's not like America's Got Talent or anything like that, which, I mean, it is. You're ultimately competing, you know, to have yourself, like, your music and stuff produced, but this is, my God, excuse me. This is regular music producers. This is Broadway music producers. This is people looking for voice acting. This is people looking for regular acting, for, you know, print work, modeling, all of these things. And I competed and I secured a spot, but excuse me. Oh my goodness. But, with that being said, I only secured the spot. I still have to get myself down there. So, if you do want to help out, that would be great. If you can't, that's fine. I get that. If you don't want to, that's fine. I get that too. Even if you just want to, like and share some of the stuff that I've done. I've got some TikToks up. If you want to follow me on there, it's Ridiculous85. If you want to share it from YouTube, I have it available on here too. You can help by just liking and sharing and commenting. If you want to donate, you can purchase through Bandcamp. The CD is like $7. It's cheap. If you want to donate, there is a GoFundMe link that's available. And like I said, even if you just like and share, that makes all the difference in the world. Like, just so I can get it out there. I have a passion for my podcast. I have a passion for music, and I want to get out there. I want to show my kids that hard work does pay off. That chasing your dreams is not stupid. And it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. When you have that passion, just chase it. Just hit the ground running with it. And I just want to, you know, chase my dreams so one day I will be able to give my kids theirs or help them accomplish theirs. And that's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to get it, you know, get to Orlando in July for a week to put my voice out there. Because I want to do voice acting. I definitely want to do singing. There's lots of things that I want to do. And I want to take you guys with me. All of my Ridiculous Ramblings family, all of my just Amy family. I want to share this experience with you guys because I love you guys. And speaking of my Ridiculous Ramblings family, reach out. Like, I want to connect with you guys. You can reach out through YouTube. You can reach out through the show's Facebook page, which is Ridiculous Ramblings. You can reach out through TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I don't really know how to Instagram very much, but I am on there. So just reach out to me, and I have an email address. It's ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. I have a website, which is This Is What I Do. When you guys don't see my face and I'm reading a website, I get lost sometimes on the W's. So I go like this, www.ridiculousramblings.com. Did I say that right? www.ridiculousramblings.com. Yeah, that's me. Okay, I think I have rambled enough. I hope that everyone has had a great week. Definitely take some time to give yourself a little pampering. Take some time to just relax, throw on some good music, and just have a great week, everybody. I will be back. I may not be back tomorrow at our regular scheduled time, but I will be back on Tuesday, definitely. So stay tuned. I'll do my sign-off like I always do. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye. And yes, I do that every time I'm doing the podcast as well, too. So, okay, I love you. I mean it. Hi to anybody that's still there. I don't know if you've all... Oh, that's way too bright. Oh, God. So many bright lights. It's hurting my eyes. I've had a migraine today. So that was super fun. I hope everybody's doing good. If you're still here, hey, thanks for hanging out. If you've already left, I'm just talking to myself. Not like I don't do that already. So... anyways, I just signed off on the podcast, so I'm going to sign off here too. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.